Welcome to the second episode of the Starship Intercom.
JR, why'd you start laughing?
I don't know. But
I guess I'm your host this time. Emory901. There's Toy Robot and Jack and Ratchet 79.
Hey.
So yeah. Resistance 3 is the new Game Informer cover. What do you guys think?
Looks cool. I still think the BioShock Infinite cover is still my favorite one, though. Really creative and original.
Did you guys hear about the leaked concept art
for
Resistance 3?
Oh yes, of course, yeah. Of course.
It's on our site. I don't really know a lot about Resistance, though. I played the first one and got like 3 levels in and couldn't finish it.
You're missing out. It's a good game.
Yeah, it seemed like a good game. It was just like early PlayStation 3 before.
Yeah, it's true though. I mean, you look back at it, that's a release title, and it's kind of funny compared to some of the other games, but it's still a good game. I mean, if you haven't played it, you still enjoy it. It's not that bad.
But it's early, and the later games all have like checkpoints every step, and that game's pretty brutal. Especially if you put it on hard, like the very first time you go into it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played the first game, but it's actually been a long while, probably because I traded it in a long time ago. But I was playing through Resistance 2 not very long ago on the hardest setting, the Superhuman, and it was still a challenge, but that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, games aren't very challenging anymore.
No.
You're spoiled with checkpoints.
Yeah, that's true. It seems like the old games are so much harder, too, because the controls were much more basic, so if you just... I don't know, they weren't as smooth, so... The hardest part would be, like, jumping over a little 2-foot gap, like, you just keep falling in. And now it's just... if you did that, then that'd be pretty bad.
I do like in... I did like, you could remap every single control, though.
On the first Resistance?
Yeah.
Oh, I never even fooled with that ever.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can remap pretty much every single button.
Do that in most games, probably.
I can only think of, like, 2, now 3 games that do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fallout 3 had it, didn't it?
Yeah, that's one of them. Fallout 3, Final Fantasy 7, and now Resistance 1. Those are the only 3 that come up immediately.
One of the worst parts about Resistance, I kept killing myself with a stupid hedgehog.
Well, what were you doing exactly?
I don't know. I'm so used to, like, normal first-person shooter controls with, like, the grenade button being one thing and melee being the other. And even if you remap it, it's still confusing because there's certain stuff that you can't do in it. And, like, if I press, like, triangle, and being so used to, like, playing Fallout 3 or something, and going with the default on that, I press triangle thinking I could jump, and I had the grenade set to triangle, so every time I tried to jump, I killed myself.
Oh.
But, so, I guess that's all we have to talk about. Resistance. Why don't we talk about All for One a little? It looked really good.
Yeah, has there been anything recently about it?
Just some new gameplay and interviews and stuff. Not really anything else.
Earlier today, I was suddenly wanting to play it badly.
I've really been wanting to play it with, like, Little Big Planet 2, like, coming out pretty soon. Or I guess pretty soon. It's January now. And all the other cool games coming out. I don't know if I can wait till fall 2011 just to play it. When I saw the gameplay on GTTV, I thought it was really funny how they kept throwing each other off the cliffs and stuff.
Oh yeah, I was looking at videos earlier today, and they kept doing that in almost every video to each other.
And it's really funny when you hear like their voices screaming and stuff when they get thrown off the cliff. So, what about?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
What about Heroes on the Move, new name?
Oh my gosh. Like, Heroes on the Move is more original.
A lot better.
Oh yeah, now that was cool. We got another block of jams on the way, but first, we gotta pay a few bills. Deep Space Jams will be right back.
No wonder I kept talking. I was trying to comment on the hedgehog grenades, and you were just talking right through me. I said, yeah, the thing with the hedgehog grenades, and then Emery just keeps talking and talking and talking. And I was wondering what the heck was going on. I'm sorry.
I guess not.
Did you guys see that Sesame Street video today? It's like that parody of the Old Spice commercial.
No.
You didn't? You haven't seen that?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh,
like,
hilarious.
Was it on an actual episode of Sesame Street, or?
Yeah,
what?
At least I think so. I mean, they posted it on their YouTube, and it's on their website, and it's really funny.
Yeah, I love like, their parodies and stuff. Like, sister used to watch it, and when they did, like, a Law & Order parody, I was laughing my head off.
So funny, it's what's his name? I don't even know what his name is. It's this little skinny blue monster, but he's like, hold on.
That's Grover, right?
He's like, look back at yourself, now back to me, now back at yourself, now back to me. He's like, sadly, you are not a monster.
They did something like that with 3D.Game Heroes. It was hilarious. You could download it on PlayStation Network.
It's just a kick.
Like, look at your Teenum's hero. Now back to me. Now back to your hero. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But with the new 3D.Game Heroes hero creator, he can look like me.
Oh man, those are funny commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what else are funny? Those Geico commercials. Oh, new topic. After we just strayed right there. Oh. Here, yeah, whatever. Forget it. Like, that game doesn't even look interesting anymore. It has, like, three levels. Mediocre graphics. I don't know. It just doesn't look very fun anymore. And Insomniac's not even making it.
Coming from the guy who said it looked fun at E3.
It did look fun at E3.
Yeah,
then,
I know.
And you have to understand that. There was no Ratchet games announced then, and I was desperate.
But you were the only one who said it looked good, and now you hate it.
What? Yeah, whatever. Quit turning lemonade into lemons, Emery. Or lemon into lemonade. Whatever.
What?
Emery, stop changing the subject. Let's go on to something else. Alrighty then, new stuff on the website. Emery got demoted, and we bumped his reputation down because, of course, he was being a jerk as always.
I know.
Do you want to explain that, Emery?
Yep, I was a VIP, and I got demoted to multimedia reporter and had to interview Dr. Nefarious for the new InfoBot.
Which hopefully won't take 5 months to put out like the other ones did. Hopefully we'll have it up soon. It shouldn't take too long. I'll get started on it soon, and then we should have that out soon. And of course,
for the Game Informer or iTunes listeners, this is the InfoBot, so like a fake magazine we do on the website every now and then.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's just a little explanation there. Yeah, we put that out every once in a while. Just has little games or links to websites and trivia and whatnot, and it's just something fun that we've been doing ever since we were all back on the Ratchet and Clank forums. Even that was a while ago, probably.
Yeah,
over a year
those are
and
good
half.
Days.
I know it was fun back then, and then the forums just died. So we made our own website, and now we have this piece of trash. Okay. Oh,
the website or the podcast?
What about the podcast?
What were you calling a piece of trash? The website or the podcast?
No, the website.
Oh.
I was kidding.
The website's good. This podcast might not be very good.
I know. We'll get better. I've never done a podcast in my life, and I don't think any of us have. And it's kind of hard to not laugh when JR starts laughing when Emre starts up the intro.
I'm happy about that, though, because the listeners, we probably shouldn't talk about this while we're on the air.
Yeah, anyway. back to website stuff. The news ticker, added that the other day, and that's kind of handy. It's a fun little thing. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I was actually looking into getting another one before, and I asked Shift about it, but of course Shift's computer has been being a little bit ridiculous lately, so I just...
A jerk.
Yeah, exactly. So I just looked into one the other day, and I found one that was really easy to use and just put it up, and now it has little flashing headlines of all the latest stuff on the website with the blogs and everything. That's what I mainly wanted it for, because a lot of times you'll forget to check the blogs, and I wanted people to be able to see that.
Yeah, especially because I'm the only one writing the blogs, pretty much.
Yeah, most of the time. But I still try to tweet them and whatnot.
Yeah. Ratchet Co. has written one, and JR's written two.
I talked to Ratchet Co. today, and he said he'd be writing one on the PlayStation Home holiday event that they had in Toronto. So
yeah,
you can look forward to that coming out soon.
And let me just clarify a lot of this for the people who don't use the site regularly. Shift is just Shift and Ratchet Co. or just a couple of our friends and users on the site. And if you go to the site, you'll learn who they are. Shift is one of the administrators for the website.
Both of which, let me clarify right now before we go any farther, are complete morons, and they all act like jerks every time they get on the website. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Proceed, Emre.
Yeah, avoid them at all costs. No, they're cool. They're just Shift. Then he's the first.
Maybe we'll just edit that out.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'll sleep in. Anyway, Ratchico. His name's Ratchet Co., but he always is obsessed with Sly Cooper.
Yeah. But
go figure.
Anyway, Shift was the editor of the first episode of the podcast, and that's why it's been so late.
Yeah, so you'll be getting the second episode before you get the first episode, probably.
Possibly. In which this is technically episode one, and that one will be called episode zero. Like the Resident Evil prequel.
Exactly. Or we'll come up with something even cooler. We'll not call it zero, we'll call it like... Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe zero. Maybe we'll spell out zero, or maybe we'll write it with like a number. No, that'll be the next poll on our website. We'll say, do you want zero to be spelled out, or put down as a number?
No, we need to have these things up like pretty soon, don't you think?
I know, for sure. Alrighty, let's move on to a new topic. Shoot. Oh, any new games you guys are looking for that's not Ratchet and Clank related?
Sonic 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're doing that Tuesday, and it will be awesome.
It's coming out Tuesday, you said?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Probably Tuesday.
On PlayStation Network.
$15, yeah.
Right? Yeah, $15. Mm-hmm. I think there's either three or four zones, and then two acts and a boss battle in each zone, like normal Sonic games.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a rip-off, and I was thinking it was a rip-off, but then I thought about it. You get the trophies or achievements if you're using Xbox Live. And then you have to get the Chaos Emeralds and just maybe speed runs or something. And plus, the next Tuesday I'm getting Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah. I've heard of that. You getting Fallout, JR?
Yeah. I want to try and get Fallout 3. I rented that not too long ago.
You rented that, yeah.
Yes, I love that game.
Yeah, it's a cool game. Oh, man.
So I'm really wanting to get that and then try and get Fallout New Vegas.
No, New Vegas looks like it's cool. Looks like it's expanding a lot on Fallout 3, but it doesn't look completely different, but it still looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love the, what's it called? The, whatever system, the newest system they have, like, the reputation system.
There's that new, allies command system that you can do, kind of like with the Clank bots. Yeah. That's the thing, the allies are like the people that would follow you around in Fallout 3. They're really pointless unless it was, whatever his name was.
Yeah, Fox.
Fox,
he really
yes.
He is awesome. He could go one-on-one with a super mutant behemoth and still have, like, half his life left when he's finished.
I know, and he just recharges back up anyway.
Yeah. But about the reputation system, that's really cool, because, even if you have good karma, some people will still not like you.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Yeah,
because I haven't really been paying attention to the news about the game.
Yeah, I haven't been checking too much around, actually. I was so fallouted out after, because I had Uncharted 2 for the longest time, like Emre knows, and I thoroughly enjoyed that game. Emre's a hater.
And you traded it?
Yes, I traded it in for Fallout 3 again, because I was so close to getting the platinum on that game, and I would go look through my trophies, and I would just see the Fallout 3, and it not be complete, and it would just drive me crazy, because that's such a hard platinum, and I knew I was so close, so I traded it in and finally got it. And then I never felt like playing that game again.
Yeah, that's what happens with me and Bad Company 2, but I sold Bad Company 2, and I've never been happier. Because I hate that game.
I thought the story mode in the game was alright, but the multiplayer wasn't anything special.
Yeah, the story mode was good. The multiplayer was good at first, but they only give you 8 maps at the beginning. 4 of which were for the rush mode, and 4 of which were for conquest. And they didn't even add those together, so they gave you those as time went along, where they gave you, the VIP maps, and after, so-and-so months, and they were already on the disc, and they were just changing them around.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous, and I was just fed up with it. And now they're going to charge you, $40 for the Vietnam expansion pack.
Really? It's that much? $40?
Well, it's probably not, but, if they're going to sell... I think they're going to sell it at retail, so... Wow.
What is that? Is that just multiplayer maps, or is that a story mode edition, or what?
I'm pretty sure it's just, multiplayer maps and weapons and stuff like that.
Oh.
But,
overpriced multiplayer downloadable content.
Well, I don't even know if it's DLC. I haven't really been checking up on it for obvious reasons. But I'm thinking it's the Dragon Age Origins expansion pack, where it gave you $40 for the new bits of it. But it can't be really that very cheap, because it's a whole bunch of new maps and stuff. But and you can't sell it for $10 or $15 because they want to make a profit, because some of it from my understanding of the industry, some of it goes to the developers and producer, and then a lot of it goes to the store that you buy it at.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, but EA's so cheap anyways.
I know.
Charge it for downloadable content for $80 anyways.
All right, other games. Let's see what's coming out soon.
Oh, wait. I just thought of something.
All right, sure.
The Assassin's Creed beta just became...
A few of you guys have that.
Yeah, it just became free for all PlayStation Plus users.
Yeah, still isn't going to get me to get that.
It was already free for people who pre-ordered GameStop, so ha!
Well, I just wanted to say, I think the multiplayer, the beta is... I think the gameplay is really, really good.
And you've tried it out, yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing it today, and it's really fun and unique. I've always liked unique multiplayer over, like, just normal shooter multiplayer.
Yeah. That's why I liked Uncharted better than Call of Duty. Call of Duty is just getting so just standard, and it's just not even fun anymore.
Yeah. By the numbers.
Every game's pretty much a rehash.
Yeah.
I mean, to an extent, every game in a series is that way, unless... It takes a total, generation leap from, like PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 3 or whatever. Then obviously it's going to be a lot different, but...
Or, like, if it's just cutting away from what you're saying, kind of, like, Super Mario Sunshine and then Super Mario Galaxy, those games are so much better. And Super Mario Galaxy 2 isn't that much different from Galaxy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Call of Duty is just getting so... Every year it releases in November, so it's just... And you know it's going to release. They're never going to hold it back because it's their cash cow.
Yeah, that's true. there's just so many things that put me off about that game. I mean, to be honest, the game engine is really good. I mean, it has a good first-person shooter game engine. But besides that, there's just too much stupid stuff in that game. And the players that play that game are like the most ridiculous people that play online gaming.
Not everyone, but a lot of people. But the single player looks pretty good. I might rent it for that.
Yeah, I mean, I played the single player on Modern Warfare 2. A lot of people complained about that, but I thought that was better than the multiplayer still. I hated the multiplayer.
I've heard that it was really convoluted, the single player.
Yeah, that's what everyone said. But yeah, it's still enjoyable to play.
Yeah, it's fun. It's got a cool, like, a whole bunch of set pieces and stuff, but short. I felt, I got it for Christmas and for Xbox, because I'm a genius, because that's the same year I got my PlayStation. And I'm a genius, because I thought playing on Xbox will be a lot easier, because I'm used to it. I didn't even think about online. And it was about 5 hours worth of single player, and I felt completely ripped off.
Oh, yeah, I know, because you didn't want to play for Xbox Live, did you?
Nah, and plus, like, I moved my Xbox to my room, and my room's, like, pretty far away from the router, and this was before the Slim came out, the Xbox Slim, and I wasn't going to pay $100 for a wireless router.
Yeah, yeah. I know, that's ridiculous.
Which I'm happy I got a PlayStation 3, because...
How long have you had a PlayStation 4, Emery?
It's almost a year now. Next Christmas will be a whole year. And...
Really, that's it?
Huh?
I said, really, that's it?
Yeah. I haven't had it that long.
I could have sworn we'd been playing with you longer than that. Alright, then anyway, that was Call of Duty right there in our... opinions on that. What other games are coming out soon? Besides Little Big Planet. Except that got pushed back, unfortunately. But I mean, the reason they pushed it back... Yeah, I mean, people that have online connectivity, obviously... I mean, they could have released it because it didn't matter, but there are people that still can't play online and that will be missing out, so...
Yeah.
I'm glad that they did that.
I guess a lot of people, like, with PlayStations, generally have their online set up more than Xbox, just because it's free and then it's just Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to change a little now because of the Slim and for those of you listening, I'm trying to sneak some Xbox in here so it don't sound so PlayStation oriented. But yeah, a lot of people, but still probably a lot of people, like the kids and stuff, don't have it hooked up to the online, and they won't. They probably don't want a really buggy, especially a buggy physics-based game.
Yeah.
Because when I was going for the play trophy on Little Big Planet, I was having a horrible, horrible time because there's so many like cheap physics-based deaths.
Yeah, I know.
And like just a couple of the physics-based glitches, just which I still love the game. It's
Of course.
Some of the single-player deaths are just completely cheap and. And so it's worse in multiplayer. Like, if there's just a little bit of lag, you'll definitely miss out on something. Because, like, if I play with Jack and Daxter dude, one of the users on StarshipPhoenix.com, he has, I guess it's changed a little, but he used to have, like, a really bad internet connection. So, whenever he hosted when we played Little Big Planet, I would jump and lag would kick in and I would just die instantly for no reason at all. And we go a little ahead and I see a run, like, can run over spikes and stuff. And it was just,
Now, do you know, I mean, based on what people have played in the beta, if they've addressed any of these kind of, you know, dying from hardly touching the electrical shock or the spikes or whatnot, have they even fixed any of that stuff, or is that still kind of the same?
I have no idea. I wish I was in the beta. But, I mean, they probably fixed a little bit of it, because if it's physics-based, you gotta really fine-tune the physics, or it won't work.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was a little more floaty, I'd be happy. I played the PSP demo, and that thing, I can't believe people play that.
Really, is it bad?
It's horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
I didn't think
it was.
But the jumps, I'm really not used to it. Like, the jumps felt like really just airy and floaty and just wrong.
Did you play the JR?
I played the demo.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't that bad, but even then, it wasn't made by Media Molecule.
You have to expect, too, it's not PlayStation 3, it's still PSP.
Yeah.
Which, I'm kind of glad about that, because before I got PlayStation 3, I read, like, in whatever they're called, I read in a magazine that Little Big Planet was coming to PSP, and I couldn't have been happier, because that was the one of the games I wanted for PlayStation 3 the second I got it. That was the, and I was really happy about it, and now I'm just completely trashing it.
I think one of the selling points for PlayStation, obviously, for me was, of course, Ratchet and Clank. I mean, I remember when my brother and I were talking about getting, or which system we should get, and I remember him seriously looking into getting an Xbox, and he thought that's what we should be getting, and just because it was cheaper and the online was more popular back then, and there were more established, you know, game titles in the system, because this is back in like 2006 or 2007 or whatever it was, but finally I convinced him to get the PlayStation, because I had sold my PlayStation 2 to help pay for the PlayStation 3, and so we kind of finally just agreed on getting the PlayStation, but yeah, I'm really glad that I did that now, because I wouldn't have been able to play all these cool Ratchet and Clank titles like, you know, Tools of Destruction or Crack in Time or Quest for Booty, and of course games like Little Big Planet, which are just really great.
Yeah, because the PS3 started out not very good.
Yeah, there was resistance, and what do you call it?
And the price point and everything.
Strong. Yeah.
$5.99 US dollars.
And now, though, it's, like, of course, had price drops and just tons of good games for it.
Yeah, I know.
I remember the very first Game Informer I got was the first infamous cover. And I read that was for PlayStation 3, and this was when I didn't have one and just had a Wii and an Xbox. And I was so disappointed because I really wanted to play Infamous.
I still never didn't get around to playing Infamous. Although, Infamous 2, I'll probably pick up that game. I played the demo of Infamous, and it was really fun, but I just never got it.
Dude, you need that game. The game is awesome.
How awesome would you say it is, Imre?
Awesome and then awesome sauce? I don't know. But it's awesome.
Then, let's see here. I guess we can go into the random talking segments where we just babble on about whatever, as if we haven't been doing enough of that already. Yep. So, any news you guys have been following or any current events that you guys have found interesting?
Yeah, there's something I really want to talk about that's coming out November 9th, but I don't want to talk about it in front of you. I want to talk about it in front of Zonicide.
Oh.
In the next segment.
All right, then, sure.
Something to do with a movie that's coming out that released in June, or maybe July, I forget. Or
August. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I told you the other day. But, PR doesn't know, and I want to keep it like that, because talk bad about me. And make me...
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, we will just not even talk about that. I don't want to ruin the whole podcast, so we just won't even touch on that. Oh, yeah, speaking of movies, though, any new movies you guys have seen lately or you're looking forward to seeing?
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, yeah, TV shows, The Event. The show is awesome.
Yeah, The Event, the one that I didn't watch.
Oh, yeah.
Told me I should check out, that I still won't check out because I'm too lazy.
You can download the first episode on PSN for free. I don't know
if that's nearly 3 gigs.
Yeah, I'm not even going to waste my time. I'm not that interested.
It's a pretty good show, though.
I hardly even watch TV shows, to be honest. I just watch movies, mostly.
I don't watch
the news, or sports.
I don't watch much TV, but...
Do you guys watch any sports? No?
No.
Yeah, football.
Too bad.
I mean, I keep up with it, because my parents...
They like sports?
Yeah. Of course, but... Football, but... I never really watch it, or am interested.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' favorite football teams?
My team's the Chargers. I don't follow them as much as I follow the Lakers or anything, but yeah, I still like the Chargers.
Yeah, we don't follow NFL. We don't really pay attention to that.
Oh, you like college?
Yeah.
I don't care for college too much, to be honest.
Yeah, we're Crimson Tide fans. Oh, Alabama. I see.
So what about you, Emre?
Yeah, I really like football. My favorite team, like, for the NFL is the Cowboys. I share that with my dad. And
Cowboys.
Oh, shut up.
Cowboys. Okay, the Cowgirls.
Okay, the Charge Dorks.
That was original, Emre. I like it. I like the way you think.
Shut up. But the Cowboys are my favorite NFL team, and the Ole Miss Rebels are my favorite college. And have you seen, like, their new mascot choices?
No.
One thing I just thought of. Lord of the Rings Online recently, actually I think it's been about a month now, but...
Yeah, it's been helpful.
Yeah. Anyway. When free to play.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been playing that lately.
Is that a PC game or is that a console game?
Yeah, it's a PC game. PC MMO.
I see.
It's pretty good. It's like World of Warcraft, but with Lord of the Rings characters. And I tried the free trial for World of Warcraft, and if Phil Kohler from Game Informer is listening, I didn't get past level 4, and Phil Kohler, Adam Buechner, and the editor-in-chief, Andy McNamara, all laughed at me when I asked the question if I was playing it wrong. Because I just couldn't get into it. They laughed at me on their Respec Radio podcast, which you should check out. They're pretty funny. Huh. And I won't let it go, ever.
I was actually slightly looking forward to, Final Fantasy XIV Online, but then realized to myself that you have to pay for that, so I was like, I'm not even going to waste my time.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. Like, all the impressions and reviews, which...
Yeah, they haven't been very great anyway, so I'm really not going to waste my money on it.
Yeah, IGN's been doing this special thing with it called Review in Progress, where it's this really long thing that goes over a week. Charles Onyet wrote it. And he finished the review in progress, and he said that he's gonna get the actual review up soon. But it sounds like the main problems are the pacing and the interface.
Yeah, the interface sounds horrible.
Yeah, how exactly does that differ from the other Final Fantasy games? Gameplay wise.
Gameplay wise. Well, I mean, it's an MMO, so there's that. But
it's pretty much the same Final Fantasy worlds and characters and stuff like that that you'd expect from.
Now, is the battle system the same, or is that different?
I don't know. I think. Do you know, JR?
Well, I mean, every single Final Fantasy game has a different battle system.
Mm. Well, is it turn-based or?
No, I don't think any MMO is turn-based, but...
Yeah, I was just curious about that because I just didn't know.
But yeah, the interface, like the menus, I've heard are like, it said it was really horrible. But they also said that it might have been made more for console, like, or for controllers, more than keyboard and mouse.
Oh, controls. I see. So he's playing it on the computer then.
Yeah, because it doesn't come out till next year on PS3.
Oh, really?
Which some people are even saying, like, the PC version is just the beta for the PlayStation 3 version.
Wow, I actually wasn't aware of that at all.
I guess I don't know what they're trying to do with it, but they're trying to make it, like, to where it will work really good with consoles, and I guess they aren't really working that good for PC, but I'm kind of against reviewing an MMO because I'm okay with like impressions or something, but like people will read the review and then try to play it or something, and it'll be completely different from the review because they fix stuff or
I mean, and everyone's gaming experience is gonna be slightly different.
Yeah, and there are a lot of like fanboys saying that, and if you people are listening, I'm sorry I called you a fanboy. People are saying that
he's not really sorry.
Yeah, I'm really not. People are saying like the interface is a challenge and that's awesome. And
people are saying that.
Yeah, like at least that's what I've heard. I've never actually seen people. So I've seen people like defending it like crazy and saying that. I've seen one guy like on some post on GameInformer.com, the editor Phil Kohler and somebody. And if you're listening, I'm sorry. We're having like a huge debate on, and the commenter was saying like World of Warcraft is probably like just 12-year-olds and stuff, and that's what people from the guys from Respec Radio play the most. And they're saying, like, it was for 12-year-olds and just, it was a noob MMO. And Final Fantasy 14 was for the really hardcore crowd. And like, the interface and stuff was part of the challenge to the game. And, like, you have to level up to get your next, like, story quest.
Yeah, that was another thing.
That,
like, he had to
strange.
Level up. Yeah, he had to level up, like, I think he said 10 levels until he could actually get to the next story quest.
That's a little odd.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that game definitely sounds interesting in a subjective sort of way, I guess.
Yeah. But me and JR were talking about this the other day. How about a Fallout MMO? What do you think?
They are working on a Fallout MMO.
They are?
Yeah, Fallout.
Are they?
Yeah, it's called Fallout Online. I think it's going to be on the PC, at least I would assume. I actually signed up. Here, let me try to find the website. I signed up on their mailing list, and they've sent me 2 emails now. Just like little teaser kind of things. No gameplay or screenshots or anything, but there's actually a little website for it.
Is it just PC, or is it going to be on console? Or
I honestly don't know. There hasn't been very much information on that, and I think Interplay is developing it, and they've been trying to fight, like, lawsuits and things with Bethesda. And
well,
so
go on.
Oh, and so there hasn't been too much information on it hardly at all, except this website just came up not too long ago, and I found it, like, one of the first days it popped up, because I was just searching around for some Fallout stuff. That was one of the days I was playing, and I found it, and yeah, and I'd actually known about this for a while, because I know they've been... I had heard about this, like, a long time ago, and I always thought that'd be a lot of fun. But, yeah, so, if you guys haven't checked it out already, then you should go and do that, because...
What's the website? Is it, like, is it first... Have they said if it's first-person or top-down, like the original Fallouts?
No, they just really haven't said anything about it. Hold on.
Would be kind of cool if it was, like, first and third-person, like Fallout 3 is, but, is, like, different enough.
Yeah, I have
Fallout.
A feeling it'll just be, like, the older games, you know?
I think I found the site.
Yeah, what is it called?
Fallout-on-line.com.
Ah, that's what it was. I did regular Fallout-online, and I got the actual Fallout site.
All right,
so it says Fallout-on-line.com.
Yeah.
And it's just a teaser site. There's hardly anything on
Google
there.
Google is awesome.
Yes, it is. It's quick. Yeah, beta registration. That's what I signed up for. You just go on. It has a TV, plays some music, shows a few things in the background, like a Nuka-Cola bottle, a record player, a book, handgun. And then it cycles through. This guy's hand comes up and tosses photographs, like of concept art, basically. And then this little folder comes up where you can sign up. So, yeah, go check that out. It's definitely something interesting, and hopefully we'll get more details on that soon. All right, then. What should be the next?
Did you guys hear about NBA Jam getting in, like, 2 8.5s, one from IGN and one from Game Informer?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't even hardly seen anything on that besides just the fact that I heard they were coming out with it. Those games
really?
Are a lot of fun, yeah. And so I'm definitely going to check that out.
I think I've played them before. Like, I got an issue of Nintendo Power once and had it on the cover, and I instantly recognized it, so...
Did you play the old ones, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I might not. It might just be some kind of weirdness or...
Remembering something that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I played a whole bunch of Blitz, and I love, like, arcade
Blitz.
Sports.
Oh, man, the old Blitz. They came up with those, like, Blitz the League games. Those games are terrible.
Oh, I've never played one, but...
Those games are terrible. They weren't even like the other Blitz games. They weren't funny.
Scratch that. I have played one. I went over to my friend's house and played Blitz the League 2, and that game pretty much ruined any chance of me, or it ruined any hopes of, like, a really arcade Blitz coming back.
The old games were so hilarious with, like, the steroid buff players, and you could just tackle the guys even after the play's over, and
yeah,
ridiculous passes you could toss up. That was a fun game.
Like, I played it like I have it over here for N64, and a lot of times I love going back to it. And
yeah, it's fun doing that to old games.
Yeah, I've tried. I've been playing GoldenEye for the upcoming release of the Wii remake.
Oh yeah, which, how's that?
It looks awesome. A lot of people are hating on it, saying that it looks a lot worse than the Nintendo 64, and it doesn't even look like GoldenEye.
Well, I mean, one thing is for sure, when they do the comparisons, it is a lot different, but...
It is a lot different. I don't know why people are saying that. I want to say to all the haters out there, back off. This game looks good.
Yeah, it still looks fun, though. I mean...
Yeah.
I remember playing the old GoldenEye on 64 a long time ago. I was pretty young back when that game was out, but that was so fun. Yeah. I remember the Magnum and the funny-looking faces on the enemies and all that stuff.
Yeah, and when you shot an enemy, it took like 30 seconds for him to die.
Yep.
And you shoot him in the neck, he just grabs his neck and goes, oh! He just won't die. My favorite part is the facility level, coming out and out of the vent and just shooting the guy's hats off and then loading it up with proximity mines. And
that was a pretty epic game, though. I mean, I remember playing through that, and that was a cool story mode game.
Yeah. But the people who are saying, like, it doesn't look like GoldenEye, that's because GoldenEye had hardly any textures. Yeah. You couldn't really tell what one thing was from another. Everything was so pointy and basic, so a lot of stuff probably won't look the same.
That's one thing that's the graphics between Nintendo 64 and Nintendo Wii, I mean, they're similar in a way, like the textures weren't as high, but it was still clear. I mean, it wasn't as pixelated looking as PlayStation was back in the day.
What do you mean, the Wii?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah, it seems like that's how Nintendo's always been with...
The textures haven't been very high or very
3D graphics, yeah.
But they've always been clear. Like, I remember the PlayStation had these... I mean, the original PlayStation graphics were not very good at all. They had these triangle-looking arms and bodies and things, and...
Oh, speaking of that, just take it from me real quick. Recently was bought the first Metal Gear Solid... After playing through Metal Gear, great game by the way, and that game looks terrible. And if you've ever people who haven't played Metal Gear Solid, have you seen Red versus Blue? How the characters like to talk, they take their heads up and down. That they got that from Metal Gear Solid 1. They do that there.
I know it's funny when you go back and revisit old games because you have these vivid and, like, specific memories about the games and you remember them being so awesome back in the day, and then we get so used to the games being so much better nowadays that when we go back to them, you're almost like, oh my gosh, like, how did we ever play this? This is terrible, but...
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt, like, with Sonic Adventure. I downloaded that for nostalgia's sake. I don't care about the reviews or anything because IGN gave it, like, a 3. And
oh, yeah, I read that review. They thought it was horrible, looking back at it.
It's not that bad. It's bad. It's just not 3 bad. Maybe 5 bad.
Well, that's still not that good either.
It's not that good. It's just not that bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But when I was playing it, the camera is crappy. The voice acting is cheesy. I
hate
was, like,
cheesy voice acting. It's terrible. It always ruins the games, for the most part.
Speaking of Sonic, though, Sonic Colors looks like it's got a lot of promise.
Yeah, it looks like the day levels from Unleash, and that's it. Like, maybe with some Super Mario Galaxy power-ups mixed in with those little Wisp characters.
And on the same subject of Sonic, I just saw an article the other day, I'm guessing, maybe it was today, or on Game Informer or something, that Sega plans on taking the PS3 Sonic games off the shelves to try to rebrand the Sonic games because they weren't very successful at all.
I don't know how I feel about that, though, because on one hand, it's awesome that people won't, like, if someone just asks for, give me a Sonic game or something, I'm not sure if anyone actually does that.
hey, cashier with the key to open the games window. Grab me a Sonic game.
Which one? I don't care. I just want to play Sonic.
The
I need
one
some two.
With the blue dude.
Yeah, I'm getting a little cute in my life right now.
The blue?
But, I mean, I see where they're going with it. It's good that they're trying to give Sonic his name back. But, I mean, what if you want to play, like, what if you have memories of those games, like, or what if you wanted to, like, rent them to see, like, because Sonic Unleashed, they're taking that off the shelves. And the day levels were okay. The night levels were terrible, but the day levels were a lot of fun because they took, like, they expanded on, like, Sonic Adventure and stuff like that, like, the 3D-ness of that. And they added, like, the 2D segments and stuff.
Which were the best parts of those day levels, in my opinion.
Really?
The 2D parts.
Yeah, I guess. But, and, it's just, like, some of those games are fun, and one of the stupidest decisions that they made, they're taking Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood off of shelves. That game is not bad. That game is good.
I'm not familiar with that game.
It's a DS RPG. It's made by BioWare.
Oh, well, it won't be missed then.
What?
I'm just kidding, Emery. I just wanted to say that to make you mad. Go ahead. Go ahead and vent. Feel free to vent. We're here for you.
I like venting. It's good. It is not bad at all, and it's the battle system is kind of oldish, but it's fun, and like it's got some. If you ever played like the what's it called, Agent Beat or Elite Beat Agents on the DS, it's got like the same touchscreen. Like to perform moves, you gotta. It has a countdown timer. You gotta press like the circle it has to do like special moves and stuff. And then like the story is good and just a lot of parts are really good. And at the end of it, to not really spoil it, at the credits, Tails is talking to Sonic about how I wonder how we'll get out of this mess and Sonic says like something like that and Tails says, I already know. I've seen the second game, and it is looking fantastic. here's some of the guys that made, like, they're talking, like, through the credits, which is pretty clever. And, but they say, like, here's some of the guys that worked on this game who are also working on the next game. And now I've just lost a lot of hope that they won't even be making a second one. It's kind of lame, because I mean, it's BioWare lied, or Sega shut down the production of the game. Whew, and there's my rant.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to have a segment, you know, kind of like how they had on the Full Moon Show, the Rolf's rant. Maybe we could have, like, M-Ray's something that starts with an M.
M-Ray's aneurysm?
That's an idea, that's an idea. Okay, yeah,
M-Ray's Mad Rage.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah. M-Rage, how about that, M-Rage?
M-Rage.
Yeah, that's good, that's what it's going to be.
With Rage in all caps.
No.
Yep, I'll start it off, and now it's time for M-Rage.
Gagging sound effect.
There's another slow jam from Haley in the Comet's instrumental album Stars Burn Brighter Just Before Dying, coming soon to a store near you. And now, continuing our block of commercial-free jams, it's Sly Webb with My Love is a Nova.
We'll be right back.
Oh, Dead Rising 2. Let's
bring
that up. I know you've been playing that game, Emre, so what are your opinions on that game?
What are you talking about? I haven't been playing that game. I wrote that review strictly from gameplay videos.
One thing I think is, I think the coolest thing about this game is, like, in the promotional pictures and things, there's, like, this little guy in the background looks like he has, like, a Lego head. And he's smiling.
Oh, yeah. It's called a Servbot. Like, if you're a Capcom fan or you're a Mega Man fan, you know what those are. Like, these little... I don't know who they work for. I'm not really a Mega Man fan. But I just think Servbots are awesome. They're, like, I think they work for Dr. Wily or somebody, and I know somebody in the comments is going to tell me off about this. But, but they're really cool, and, like, a lot of the fans really like them. And on Game Informer recently did, like, a top 10 cutest video game characters list, and they made, like, number 7, I think.
Hmm.
And they're, well, they're really cool. And, like, Game Informer said, like, even if you, in Dead Rising, when you put them on a zombie's head, that it makes them look huggable. The zombie. But, one of the coolest things in the first Dead Rising, here's a little Easter egg for you people. If you go into, like, the first story, the kid story you see with the giant Servbot and, like, all the little Servbot helmets, and, if you go into the store, if you don't hit it or anything, it's got, like, a really sad face on it. But if you walk out of the store and, like, turn the camera around, it'll be looking at the, like, if you enter through the, if you enter through, like, the right side of the store, if you're looking away from the Servbot, if you exit through the left, like, it'll be looking at you with a smiley face. And even, that's not even creepy, that's just cute.
I don't know. Well, anyway, besides the smiley face guy, the Servbot, what are your impressions of
him? I only gave it a 9.75, so.
But, 9.75, interesting.
Yeah, it's not that great. No, it's awesome. But the collector's edition guide is not that awesome. I tried to play through it a second time, and I got to, like, the part where you tame Snowball the Tiger. Spoiler alert. And it didn't give you, like, any strategies to do that. It just tells you to throw stakes when she's charging at you. And half the time it don't work. Like, I'm not sure if it's the game's fault or if it's my fault or if it's the guide's fault. But it just doesn't really work. And it's a bit inconsistent a lot because I guess Enrage is still going on.
I think maybe in the future we should rename this the Enrage Show.
If you guys want to talk, go ahead.
You're doing fine. Go right ahead.
You're the one who asked me about Dead Rising.
No, I was just curious. I was just joking around, just pulling your leg, yanking your chain, giving you a hard time, making lemonade out of lemons.
What?
All right, then. So, I think that'll about wrap up this episode.
No, we got a second segment.
Who? Oh, well, whatever. That'll wrap up this part of the episode. Then we'll cut to a commercial break, yada, yada, yada. Yiddy, yiddy, yiddy. You know the routine. Then Emre and Zonified, and is that it, Emre? Just you and Zonified?
No, JR will be there, too.
Oh, and JR, too. Good old JR. They're going to come back and talk about more stuff. But, you know, you might not even want to stay for that because it'll be boring since I'm not going to be in that segment.
It'll be more awesome because of it.
I'm sure it will. Yeah, I'm really sad that I didn't be there for the second segment. Well, anyway, you know what? Actually, and I'll end this with a little trivia question. Oh, actually, Emre, is Zonified going to be doing a giveaway?
Yeah, he'll be doing, stay tuned for the giveaway in the next couple of segments. Zonified will be giving away a movie. He hasn't said which movie, so it's probably something like something really obscure and cruddy.
Well, doesn't matter. It'll be cool. I'll sign it or something. Or we'll have Zonified autograph it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's no, I think it's just a movie code. It's not like a.
Darn. Yeah, like maybe he can make a picture of like his signature and send it to you.
Yeah.
You feel like you got something a little extra special. So, is there anything that you guys have been following lately or anything like that?
DC Universe Online.
No, like, cool. Not game-related, Emre.
Oh. you didn't say anything. Like
oh,
that.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you just said random talking, so.
Well, I mean, random is in anything. Like.
Well, what about you, JR?
Nothing really.
Nothing in the news or any new books or movies or CDs or anything?
No, not really.
Well then.
I've been watching The Event and Hawaii 5-0, but other than that, not really anything.
You watching Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah, mostly for comedy reasons.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny.
Is it supposed to be comedy, or is it just, like, it's bad? Yeah, it's cheesy.
It's like a buddy cop show.
No, it's not cheesy, but it's more like action hero comedy.
I see you know? What you mean, yeah.
Like two characters just messing with each other.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That kind of stuff.
But it's kind of like a remake or a reboot of a series that used to come on. You guys have heard of Hawaii 5-0? Like the original?
Yeah, I've heard of the original.
Yeah.
Yep. So what have you guys been up to lately? How's school going for you?
Just finished my first semester for the whole year, so.
Wow, really? When did you start?
I started in August.
And you already finished the whole semester?
Yep.
Wow, what are you going to finish up by the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm going to try to finish, because my birthday is like, just 4 days late for signing up, so, I was planning on, like, I'm technically supposed to be in ninth grade, and, I was planning on, like, finishing the eighth grade before Christmas.
Oh, so you're trying to catch up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an idea. So, have you guys done anything lately? Exciting?
I went to a Halloween store today.
Huh, and how was that?
Scary.
It was scary?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a wimp. And you couldn't even tell that if you looked at me, because I'm a pretty big guy. But, they got, like, a whole bunch of zombie babies and clowns and stuff like that. And I was really just scared, like, not really scared of the stuff. I was scared, like, what was animatronic and what wasn't.
Oh.
So, like, a lot of stuff, like, you walk by and it'll jump at you, like, in a haunted house or something.
Yeah.
I just hate stuff like that. And, so I was just watching myself, and they had, like, this clown with, like, a of course, demonic-looking clown at the end, like, at the exit of the store. Like, you come in on the right side of the store, and the exit's on the left whenever you want to leave. And they have, like, a demonic-looking clown with a lollipop there. I don't know why. I was scared to death because I wanted someone else to walk by because I thought it was animatronic. I'm like Nathan Drake. I'm scared of clowns. There are 10 for me on the scare meter. And I was just scared it was going to laugh or try to grab me or something. Like, just something stupid like that.
I see.
What about you guys? I don't talk to this whole podcast.
Yeah, I just got back from that trip from Yosemite. That was a lot of fun.
What about you, JR?
Nothing really interesting has been happening.
Yeah, my trip to Yosemite, I'd gone almost a year ago around Thanksgiving. I like to go hiking a lot and seeing things like that. It's just really amazing. I mean, like, I remember when, probably over a year ago, that they had, you guys know who Ken Burns is? He makes, like, documentaries and things like that. No. Oh. Anyway, he did this whole, like, long special on the national parks, and it was really neat. I mean, it just, like, just followed, like, the whole history of the national parks and just went through tons of different... I mean, it was just really neat. It was, like, a whole documentary, and he's done one on baseball and, like, the Civil War and World War II, and they're really good. I mean, they're, like, top-quality documentaries, but, yeah, I watched that over a year ago, and then we got to go to Yosemite for Thanksgiving. That was just really amazing. I mean, when you take the pictures of the, or when you see the pictures, it looks amazing enough as it is. I mean, because the national parks obviously have something extra special about them that you don't see all the time. But, I mean, it's just, when you go there, you can't really, the pictures don't really do justice to what it's like when you actually go there. I mean, like, when you're on top of the mountains and you're looking down into the valley and there's, like, the rock formations and everything, it's just really neat. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
Well, that sounds like fun. There's gotta be something I did recently, but I can't think of it.
Well, that's alright then. Alrighty then. This is the end of my segment. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And thank you to JR and M-Ray and his
and
rage.
We'll be back.
His M-Rage.
And, yep, we'll be back in the next segment with.
Hey everyone, TR here. Unfortunately, the second part of this episode had to be cut due to audio problems and technical difficulties. Really sorry about all the problems that we've been having with this. We're still kind of new to the whole podcast thing, but we hope to get some of these problems taken care of and you know, start to get things running smoother so we can bring you better and more fun episodes in the future. So, again, we'd like to apologize for the lack of a second part of this episode and for all the other problems we've been having, but just bear with us, and thanks for listening.